Los Angeles Metro tests weapons detection system after high-profile violent attacks. Los Angeles, in response to a series of high-profile violent attacks on Metro buses and light rail, riders at Union Station will be screened for concealed weapons as a part of a pilot program testing technology aimed at reducing hidden threats, officials announced Wednesday. During a news conference in downtown Los Angeles, Metro officials demonstrated their concealed weapons detection system, which will scan a certain number of passengers depending on the flow of foot traffic at the entrance to the B&D lines. If the system flags a person, they would undergo additional screening by a law enforcement or security officer. Metro is expected to assess the technology through December and later explore whether to expand its use across other parts of the transit system. Officials said the technology will offer an efficient, non-invasive screening method to detect hidden threats. "Since last year, we've seen a doubling of arrests when it comes to weapons on our system," Robert Gummer, Metro's deputy chief of system security and law enforcement, said. "It's a critical issue for us. It's something we take seriously, and we really feel that exploring these technologies is the first logical step in improving safety on our system." The agency has reported about 152 weapons-related arrests year-to-date, Gummer noted. Metro's board of directors had called for the use of such technology. In September, the agency began testing software on their cameras to address the brandishing of physical weapons. "People should not be able to bring weapons onto our Metro buses, onto our trains, or into our stations," LA County Supervisor and Metro Board Chair Janice Hahn said in a statement. "Our riders deserve to be safe and feel safe, and that has to remain our top priority. This pilot is a great first step, and I look forward to expanding our use of weapons detection technology across our system," she added. For this pilot program, Metro will explore up to 3 different concealed weapons detection systems, each being used for a few weeks at a time. "We're really looking at this from a holistic perspective. Think about how you do it from a layered approach from our personnel, our systems and technology," Gummer said. Gummer did not disclose the names of the companies whose technology they are piloting, saying the name of the vendor is really agnostic in this kind of environment. "The goal is to understand what makes sense and whether the agency can expand the use of their pilot," he said. "The cost of the concealed weapons detection systems is cost-free," he added. According to Gummer, other cities such as New York, Las Vegas, and San Francisco have also explored the use of concealed weapons detection systems in depth. Metro has faced scrutiny from residents, customers, elected officials, and its own staff due to violent crimes on its buses and trains. In response, the agency has implemented a plan to improve public safety, which includes deploying more law enforcement officers, increasing the number of ambassadors, improving video analytics and camera usage, and launching its tap-to-exit pilot program at its North Hollywood station. According to Gummer, Metro is also exploring the use of millimeter wave technology, which works similarly to scanners seen at airport security checkpoints and government buildings. This technology uses electromagnetic radiation to detect objects hidden beneath a person's clothing. Metro's board of directors had previous discussions about implementing such technology. In late September, a passenger was fatally shot aboard a hijacked Metro bus, adding more pressure to the board to expedite the use of weapons detection systems. At the time, Hahn called for tools to prevent people from carrying weapons onto buses and trains. LA Mayor Karen Bass, who is a Metro director, had also called for the fast-tracking of weapon detection technology. Additionally, due to the rise of attacks on bus operators, the agency implemented a plan to install security barriers on all buses. Metro CEO Stephanie Wiggins previously reported that they are on track to finish by the end of December. As of last month, about 851 of a total 2,105 buses received the barriers, or about 40%, the agency said. By Jose Herrera.